No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. It's yours truly, Molly and myself, Big Party. You want to jump in on us? You can drop us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And also call us or leave us a text message at 402-915-0962. All right. And if you want to sponsor anything on the show, that's how you get a hold of us as well. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you. We'd love to take complete care of you like you're a newborn little baby.
Just swaddle you up in all sorts of promotional love. We are ready.
Like a little orangutan.
Like an orangutan. We're going to swaddle you. We'll do skin-to-skin contact.
I've held one baby orangutan in my life.
Aw.
Yeah, it was the zoo. Henry Dolly Zoo brought it in. And that was before when they were really letting those kind of animals out. Yeah. You know, but
they frown on that now.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. God, speaking of that, I was watching some nature show, the Omaha World Herald was a part of it. Not Omaha World Herald, Henry Dolly Zoo was a part of it.
Oh,
yeah. Basically it's some rainforest. They shipped in like a billion of these tadpoles.
Really?
Overnight tadpoles, some type of frog they're trying to keep going. But yeah, I was proud
and obviously bored. Who's watching a show about tadpoles? You're like, Wylene, get in here. She's like, oh God, we're already at this point in the day where tadpoles are just fascinating.
No, not she was wanting to watch it too. Cause I paused it cause I heard it in the other room. And then, when she came down, she had said, hey, there's some, Henry Dolly Zoo is on this, you know, show.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I know. Oh, you sound like the oldest.
I'm already
couple.
Recording it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
That's what happens when you become future granddaddies,
yes,
and grandmommies.
You're like, we got to get on this. We got to really up our elderly game. Let's start watching nature shows about tadpoles and recording them and then talking about them with our friends.
On a podcast. With on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over here like, I don't know. That wasn't on the Ryan Murphy show I watched last night.
Uh-huh. Okay. We've got let's get motivated. It's a Friday. There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. And yeah, we're going to get to all of it here in just a bit. But this is what you had left over. You make noise standing up and nobody even asks because it's normal now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's motivate.
Good morning, you gorgeous ray of sunshine. Just in case no one's told you today, you're an incredible, amazing human being, and you got a great smile. And today you must use it, because this world needs more light. So don't bottle it up. Now go have a powerful day.
Yeah.
Powerful. Powerful day.
Let's
That's what we're
going to
go do. All right, so we got the Winter Olympics kicking off. Are you excited for this? Lindsey Vonn is making the news, you know. They haven't really covered much of it. It's just the Winter Olympics. I don't know. The only thing I've really seen is, you know, Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah. That's been like the story this week. She's like, oh, she's going to do it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but she wrecked, crashed and burned and messed up her knee and had to get helicoptered out.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided if she's able to do it, she is going to do it. It's funny how, I mean, when they talk about how old she is, for able
isn't you know, she like 34?
She's 41.
Oh,
yeah. So, oh, like that's what is that? Now you sound like them.
That is for that kind of for that level of exertion and the wear and tear on your body at 41. She's been doing it for how long? Yeah,
well,
that's a little long in the
years
tooth.
Off. Huh? She took some years off. You know,
doesn't matter. You would Time just keeps on harder. Walking across your body. Doesn't take a single break.
Uh-huh. And then we have the Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm getting everything ready now. Getting it ready.
I just can't get excited because I'm not a fan. Well, first of all, you know, like I'm sports, not a fan of football. So there's that. And then I don't have any skin in the game. Like, it's not like the Kansas City Chiefs are in there or the Chicago Bears. I mean, so for me, it's like, okay. I mean, it's the Patriots, but you're like, how many Super Bowls can these guys go to? They're like the New York Yankees of football.
You got options then, if you want to stay in the realm of, you know, the Super Bowl. They got, I believe they had Kitten Bowl. They have the Kitten Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then they have the Puppy Bowl.
Yes.
I guess this year they're going to add some elderly dogs to the Puppy Bowl. Think about how fun that's going to be. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
I know. These big old dogs get to play with puppies.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, sure. If I'm desperate to watch a bowl, I guess I could. I could go the entire day watching, like, bad television and never come across football. I mean, honestly.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah.
Well, Peter and myself and most men are like, they like football.
Oh, no, Peter's going to be watching. You know? We'll be watching. Uh-huh. I'm not going to not watch. I mean, I've got to go to work the next day. It's going to be wall-to-wall coverage of what the Super Bowl was up to.
Yeah, you're right. I think maybe the commercials are meant for people like yourself.
They are. To keep us interested.
Yeah. Have you dived into any of these commercials
yet? No, I like to be surprised.
Okay.
I don't like to watch ahead of time because I'm like, otherwise then why am I watching the game?
I mean, there you go.
I'm there for the snacks and the commercial breaks. That's it.
Yes. And speaking of snacks, what, Instacart came out with something? Yeah. They're all doing it. It says that they have their top Super Bowl snacks. And this is by what people are ordering through Instacart.
Yeah. So like they're saying we see an incredible uptick in people placing orders for this food for this weekend. I mean, so that's how they measure, you know, interest or whatever.
Yeah. So number five is canned diced tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Got to make that queso.
Is that queso?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could be that and nachos. God, I want nachos now. I'm wrestling with what I want to do. All right. So number four, they say is salsas, which makes 100% sense. Ranch dressing is number three. Do you like ranch dressing?
I do not. You know what? I'll take that back. I like ranch dip. I don't like ranch dressing. So like when you make the sour cream and Hidden Valley ranch concoction and then you serve it with vegetables, I like that.
All right.
But I got to make sure I make it because most people make it with mayonnaise.
I know.
And I say something. So I don't usually eat it at parties because I'm like, I know you made this with mayonnaise. And so unless I have eyeballs on how it got made, I don't eat it.
Okay. Number two is potato chips.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, lots of potato chips getting ordered. And you guys always have potato chips,
correct? Yeah, we're a chip household.
We didn't grow up as a chip household.
Really?
No, we didn't have a whole lot of chips that I recall. My dad loved popcorn.
Oh,
he always made popcorn all the time. Yeah, he just ate the hell out of popcorn and tortilla chips. That's the same thing as potato chips in my
mind. Basically.
Right? So it's chips ahoy. Chip. What about desserts? Do people ever put desserts together for?
No, I mean, they'll have like little, like I've gone to parties before where we've gone to family Super Bowl parties where it's just a bunch of families getting together. The kids are running around and then the adults are hanging out, eating, drinking and doing whatever. And so we've had sweets at that where it's like basically you just bring cookies or whatever's easy for the kids to grab and eat. But no, I mean, when I think of Super Bowl parties, like an actual going to a Super Bowl party, it's weird. I never think of bringing a sweet treat.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been to an actual Super Bowl party with a bunch of people. Yeah, I don't think I have. I would remember something like that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
for you, it would be a blast because you'd just be hanging out with whoever doesn't like sports in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
You should absorb it. Come
there's on. There's one. Okay, so there's one family that we hang out with, and it's so funny because the wife, Anne and Peter, match up. Like, she is all about sports. She loves it. She grew up with brothers. She's all in it, right? And so those two just hang out and talk politics and sports. And then her husband and I hang out because he's like an art director.
Okay.
And it's like the two of us, ooh, like he like he's done commercials for the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like he works in commercial art production. So he and I are literally just there for the food, the drinks, and the commercials. So it's like, it's perfectly lined up. We've gone on vacation with them before and it's like perfectly lined up. Like Peter and Ann are watching baseball and doing whatever. And Matt and I are hanging out talking about movies and like,
that is like a love rom-com right there.
Right.
I mean, and then it turns into tragedy in the end because Peter leaves you and he leaves her and because, for you.
No.
And then, yeah.
That'll never happen. We're perfectly matched. We're perfectly matched as couples. I don't know. That's the thing is that it's kind of good to have opposites. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, and that's the funny thing. So Anne is one of my dear friends. Like we hang out at least once a month. We hang out all the time. And it's so funny because she'll like start talking about sports. I'm like, girl, you know, I'm not that friend. Know, I don't. I've got a lot of great qualities. Talking about sports is not going to be one of them.
Let me ask you, what is it? Because I don't sit there and talk a lot of sports to people. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that makes you not like sports? It's just something that you weren't in. It wasn't in your head. You didn't play sports in high school.
Well, not in high school. In grade school, I played sports.
Yeah, that's everyone plays sports then. Yeah.
No, so but high school, it? No. I'm just not sporty. And it's sort of one of those things where I just never got into it. You know, I have friends that absolutely, like, I don't understand the game. And I don't have enough interest to understand the game. Like, it's not something where it's like, I don't understand it. And I really wish I did. Like, I don't understand it and I don't care.
Okay.
But well, see, Taylor there are Swift, things that I am happened. Interested in that other people aren't. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's stuff where it's like movies and television and stuff like that, where growing up, that was always a passion of mine. And you'd find somebody being like, I never watched that television show. I'm like, you're missing out. And that's how people feel about sports. You're missing out. I'm like, I'm good.
Hey, Taylor Swift didn't know anything about football. Nope. And now she's a fan. Mm-hmm. Now she's a big old fan until they get married.
Right.
And or until he retires and he, you know.
Do you think he will retire soon?
Yeah. I think, all right, that's a tough question because I don't think he should.
Okay.
If I was him. See, I don't know how he feels. I don't know if he's tired of the game.
Like, if his body's, like, banged up type of stuff. It's a lot.
It is. Most people, I remember talking to an ex-football pro player, and he said the healthiest he was in his life was the day before he played pro football. Because it's that much of a banger. It bangs your body up big time. Pro players are elite players. Yes.
No,
you can always tell the difference. You can tell the difference in high school. Who's going to go to college? You can tell the person in college who's going to make pro.
Really?
They're just a different. Oh, yeah, you can. You can really tell. But as for him retiring, he had a bad season.
Yeah, but that's one off. I mean.
But yeah, it's one off. But do you go out like that? It's almost like he should have retired the year before. I just don't think his head's in the game. And that's the reason why a lot of, you know, the stuff happened the way it happened at the end of the season. You know, I mean, you don't go when you lose your quarterback and you guys are desperate to start winning to make it to the Super Bowl. You don't start saying things like my head is focused on this team and winning. Where was it before? You know, is where
okay,
I go.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, now you're saying that, but it should have been there before. But see, I don't know. I can't speak to it too much because I don't know how he's feeling. I know that he wants to be
if he's in a lot of pain, I mean, and that's the thing is that you don't know. You just see him and he's out there playing. Mm-hmm. But if he gets off the field and the recuperation time is, instead of it being a day or two, is now until the next game the following week, like he's only feeling fine by Friday or Saturday, then that kind of informs how you know, like how long do you want to do that to yourself?
It's just a really hard decision, Molly. It's like, I mean, even now, and I played football in high school, I wish I could play football again. I mean, it's one of those things that every day he's going to wake up and go, I wish I can play football. Okay. right now. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. will miss it. That's why a lot of those players come out of retirement, because okay. they just can't handle, you know, not doing much of anything, if that's what they're doing. Just depends
What always is so wild to me is that, you know, like, especially with like Olympians, going back to like the fact that that's not Super Bowl, just the Super Bowl this weekend, but the Olympics are kicking off. The idea of committing that much time and energy into something that has a ceiling, that literally it's like you're going to age out, period, full stop. There's no like, well, not everyone, like everybody to a person can't do it for. And it's just so weird to commit yourself to something that is so finite, like is so something where, I mean, I know that they all can pivot into like something commentary coaching, or I mean, it's not like you're done with the sport, but the sport as you know it, you're done. I mean, you're never going to get out there again. You're never going to do with your body what you did with your body. That's just so sad to me. Like the idea that you put that much time in and you're like, yep, you're 34. You're like 34. I'm going to be alive for like 50 more years. They're like, well, not doing this. You're not.
34. I mean, I don't know how old he is, but, you know, but you know what? His, you know, it's like, go cry in a bag of money. He's got a ton of money. He's marrying a chick that has a ton of money.
Yeah.
And,
in his case,
he's got everything.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I feel
he's
going to
be absolutely fine. Yeah. He's, and then plus, he's a good looking dude. He's young enough. I saw him in, what movie, what TV show was that?
Yeah. That Ryan Murphy one where they cast
American
him
Horror
as
Story.
He wants to do that. You can tell he wants to go the John Cena, The Rock route. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, I can't do this physically anymore, but I have a lot of charisma and a lot of stamina and good looks. So why don't I go ahead and make the Hollywood go? I could see him going after that.
I think they were talking about him becoming the next James Bond. I'm kidding.
That's stupid. Okay. I was like, really? Nope.
Hey, real quick. We got the Valentine's Day. Don't screw this up giveaway.
Yes,
all right. And we'll tell you what's in it again. You know, there's steaks and the giant tomahawk steak. I have it. I have that steak. I should run and go grab it right now. Next podcast, Monday, I'll grab it.
Yeah, show
it's big. Yeah, and a ribeye that's from Kinkle Meat Company. Thanks to those guys. Dark Horse Salon, there's a spa package, bottle of wine, and then also some Lancer tickets up for grabs. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is get this keyword Molly's going to tell us here in a second and take it over to Channel 9 or to bigpartyshow.com. Okay. Habit, Molly, habit. All right, Molly, give the keyword.
Candy. C-A-N-D-Y, candy. Give the little love something sweet. Give your sweetie something sweet. So candy's the keyword. Go on over to bigpartyshow.com and put in the keyword for your chance to not screw up Valentine's Day. And just to be clear, you don't have to have somebody sweet. You can treat yourself as a Valentine. If you're like, I can't go ahead and register for this. It's just me. Just you. You are the most important person in your life.
Yes. Treat yourself. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. Cause you can eat those steaks all in one sitting. You can suck down that big bottle of wine.
Talk about. Oh my God. I just imagine somebody with the tomahawk. The just like.
Yes. Oh my God. I want steak so bad.
You had it the other night.
I know.
When you grilled in the dark and ruined it, but you did have steak.
I'm going to tonight too. That's what I'm going to do.
You are?
But I'm going to treat myself. Why not? You only live once, and maybe that's the reason I'm going to eat this. Maybe
I should eat a salad. Really, the reason instead of a sensible salad?
Yeah.
What kind of steak are we talking about?
I'm gonna do a filet.
Look
maybe
at
I'll
you.
Get a baked potato up in the house and
wow.
I've been stepping it up a little bit in the house, cooking, and I just got more time. Ever since you shame me about wearing the same shirt all the time, I decided. And then I was at I went over to the in-laws, Katie and Manuel's brother and sister, and Wylene was sporting a Party Crasher shirt. Love it. Then they said, why is Wylene the one, the only one that's repping the show? And I said, I would have too, but Molly thinks I wear the same shirt all the time. So yeah.
You're like my other wife had some things to say about my wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look handsome today. I like that shirt.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't care for it as much as you do. Cause my nipples pop out of it. It's my nipples are erect all the time and it just pops. Yeah. It's just awful. Okay. You can't see that because it's below, but yeah. All right. So back to Super Bowl.
Super Bowl foods.
This is how much, food we're going to be eating in this country, for the Super Bowl. Do you want to guess any of these numbers? Chicken wings?
Oh, how many?
1.45 billion.
Chicken wings. Billy with a B.
Yes. That's how many chicken wings we're going to be eating for this game. Also, tons of bets, by the way.
Yeah.
There's actually, you know what? 1.45 billion was last year. A year before 2024, 2025 is 1.47. So basically it's growing.
Oh, yeah. Every year. More and more people getting in on it. A guy I work with bought 20 pounds of chicken wings.
Did he?
Yeah. He's like, I'm making chicken wings this weekend. I got a 20 pound. I was like, where do you get 20 pounds? He's like, Costco. I was like, damn, 20 pounds? He might be bringing it in on Monday morning. I was like, nothing like a 5 a.m. leftover.
I would eat it in two seconds.
He's like, it's never too early for chicken wings. I was like, I can imagine in certain worlds that's true.
I like this guy. I actually bought probably 10 pounds of chicken wings.
Wow.
Chicken wings are
expensive. And it's just you and Wylene.
Yeah, I know. So they were on sale. Okay. So I went to Target and they marked them down half price. Mm-hmm. And I love that they do that.
Yeah.
Instead of just removing them. And so I bought a bunch of them and then I came home and I separated them all and then threw them in bags
and froze some
in a freezer.
That's smart. I thought you were going to actually make 10 pounds. I was like, don't be so decadent.
Maybe 20 wings total, is what I'll make. But I spent roughly about 30 cents a wing.
That's good. I mean,
that's not savvy shopping right there.
That's super savvy.
Yeah, I forgot that they did it. I just happened to walk by. And then I had
Target's
urge,
good
Molly,
at marking meat down. Like, if you go by the meat department, I always swing by, even if I'm not in the market for meat, just on account of the fact that they're really good about discounting.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I almost went back. When I drove home, I'm like, I should turn around and go get them all. I'll just go get them all, and then I'll have chicken wings for the next year.
Like the Cheez-It lady? Go get them all, huh? Not going to leave one package for somebody else who also might find themselves in a situation where they want to be frugal about wings. It's so interesting when the shoes on the other foot, or in your case, the bites on the other belly.
Yeah. Well, all right. Snacks and dips. 11.2 million pounds of potato chips, 8.2 million pounds of tortilla chips, and 8 million pounds of guacamole. Oh, my God.
Seriously. Are we a feedy country or what?
Yeah, that's insane amount of numbers. That is for the Super Bowl. All right. Let's do pizza and burgers.
Okay.
There'll be millions of pizza slices delivered with Domino's alone expecting 9 million slices.
Oh my God. Wow.
And then 14 billion burgers are expected to be consumed over the weekend.
14 billion?
14 billion burgers.
How do we have enough livestock? Like, you hear this and you're just like,
I don't know. We do.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. And then cheese. All right.
Cheese. Forget about it.
88 million pounds of cheese.
Sick. And it's probably like cheese food. Let's be very clear. That's not cheese. People aren't sitting there having a charcuterie board. They're eating cheese food, aka Velveeta melted with that can of diced tomatoes you were talking about. scooping it up with those millions of pounds of tortilla chips just going right into the belly.
88 million pounds of cheese. If I ate a lot of cheese, I would be having some problems.
I think everybody, you know. I don't think there's anyone who can eat a lot of cheese and not have some consequence. Like,
beverages, 325.5 million gallons of beer. Beer.
Will you drink beer on Sunday, or will you stick with tequila?
No, I don't know yet. A Modelo sounds so good right now.
Well, with wings, you know what I mean? Sometimes it like the way you pair it up, it sounds good.
I just don't like the hangover. I don't like the feeling. I know I can just have two of them and feel fine, but let's be realistic. You know, that's
not going to happen.
No. So that's a lot of beer. And then a spread for 10 people is going to cost about $140. That's up 1.6%. A spread for 10 people. So that means if you go into like, I don't know, Red Robin, I don't know where you go and get a spread of stuff at.
Yeah.
But 10 people for $140.
That doesn't sound bad.
Person. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. So there you go. I got retail sales for dips.
Oh, that's the thing. 100. Dips that's is up. Where it's at.
Yeah, the queso is up 196%. That doesn't seem like fair things that these people do. French onion is about 146% increase just for the just for this weekend.
I love that we have our go-tos: queso, guac, ranch, and French onion dip. Like, seriously, if you just had those four, you wouldn't need anything else at the party.
No. So I have at all times in the freezer, I have meatballs.
Oh.
And then I also have hot dogs. And then I got chicken strips. Okay. I got all kinds of good stuff. And then now I have these chicken wings. And now I'm trying to figure out what type of chicken wing sauce that I want to use on it. Wylene, I'd rather deep fat fry these puppies, but Wylene wants them smoked. So we're just going to smoke them. I like crunchy, crispy wings, and I don't deep fat fry much of anything.
Can't you do both? Can't you smoke some and fry others?
That's what I'll probably end up doing if it's worth the trouble. I don't know. When you deep fat fry stuff, the whole house smells like grease.
You got to do it out in the garage or something.
All right, so the chicken wings, they're going to have some company, though, this Sunday. Americans are going to eat about 160 million of vegan chicken wings. Gross!
What?
Gross.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. 160 million vegan chicken wings will be eaten during the big game this Sunday.
What is a vegan chicken wing made of?
Probably tofu or something. I don't know. I don't even like tofu.
It's okay. Depending on how it's prepared. I mean, I don't make it at home, but I've had it out. And I mean,
is there any flavor in it?
It soaks up whatever flavor it's in. So it's really yummy. Like when you get Thai dishes and it's like in some good curry sauce, like it soaks that up. It's fine. It's just not one of my go-tos.
What's the texture? It looks like it's very like jello-ish.
Kind of spongy. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't know about that. I don't know what is in a vegan chicken wing, and why do they even get to call it chicken wings?
Yeah.
Call it something else. It's not a chicken wing.
No,
that's like boneless chicken wings. Those aren't chicken wings.
Yeah, they are.
Those are like,
I don't like the bones. Creep me out. Those are like fingers.
There's a chicken like, they're everything else but a chicken wing. They're boneless is just like whatever kind of meat's in it. It's not a wing. Sorry. They don't remove the wings. The bones.
They don't remove the wings.
They don't remove the bones out of the boneless chicken wings. I give my friend.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm not expecting it to be. It's not wing meat.
No, it's not. You're eating, for the most part, chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. Delicious. Yeah,
but don't call them chicken wings.
I will just to annoy you. I think I will.
Well, I don't ever.
You're like, that's a chicken strip. I'll be like, it's a wing here.
No,
it's not.
chicken wings. Has Peter, your hubby, talked about what he wants to do for the game or anything like that?
No, I just realized that we have not discussed our Super Bowl plans. You know, there's still time. I mean, I think we're not going to a party this year. So I didn't, it's not like I had to coordinate with anybody, like what we're bringing. So, I mean, it's literally whatever we want that day. So I don't know. He's been really into that buffalo chicken dip. I imagine he might be sniffing around for the ingredients for that to, you know, make them their way into the fridge.
I don't know if I can eat that. I don't know why. I always see it. I don't know if I've ever had it. What kind of chip does he use for it? Like just a tortilla chip? Or
yeah,
something?
Tortilla chip.
Or does it
chip.
Even matter? Because I like salsas.
Oh,
I'm
no,
salsa
he
man.
Uses he uses the Fritos scoops.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, he doesn't use tortilla chips. It's a very specific Fritos scoop deal. And he was so annoyed because last time he's like, oh, we need more. And I was going to Aldi. And Aldi doesn't have Fritos, but they've got their own Clancy's is their brand. And so I just got the Clancy's scoops.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, what?
I'd have never seen a knockoff Fritos before.
I was like, whatever, dude. It's a delivery system for that gross dip you made. Like, what do you care? It's got to be a Frito. Like, I was like.
Wait a minute. He actually makes that dip?
Yes.
He gets like shredded chicken or something in there.
He boils a chicken breast, disgusting, and then he shreds it, and then he mixes it all, cream cheese and mayonnaise and blue cheese and buffalo sauce. I mean, the whole thing. He makes it.
Okay.
And then you bake
like
it off, and then you bake it off in the oven. Oh, he gets so excited. Like, he's like.
And you don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. And so that was the thing. He was like, I really need scoops. And I was like, all right, well, I'm at Aldi. I'm not going to make a special stop at, you know, another grocery store just to get you name brand chips. Like, we're fine. And he was just, he's like, well, thankfully we have some of the Fritos left. I just was worried I'd run out. I was like, okay, princess, like, whatever.
Maybe I'll try to make it if he loves it that much. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind boiled chickens. I do it all the time. So, all right. Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, go ahead. Dish it up.
You know what? I'm changing my mind already. I'm doing 7-layer dip.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to do.
That's a good one.
I can eat that all day long.
Yeah, that's
deadly.
You know
what? I'm going to make that tonight. I'm just going to make it and we'll eat it all weekend. Yeah, you'd think I'm stoned right now.
I know,
now.
Right?
So hungry.
Have you eaten today?
No. Yesterday, I didn't eat anything till dinner. I forgot.
You forgot?
Have you ever done it? I did forget. I was working on stuff with the podcast, and I just forgot. I 100% forgot. And then I realized after I had one drink that I was all tipsy, and I'm like, hey.
You're like, why is that? You're like, oh, that's right, because I haven't eaten anything. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right, we're going to rock and roll. Have a good weekend. Go team, whatever you're going for. Enjoy the Winter Olympics. It's going to be a great weekend. And don't forget, you can get that bonus keyword on the After Party. The After Party is our podcast that we drop on Tuesdays. If you're not familiar with it, you need to check it out. It's an extension of the Big Party Show. But other than that, we'll be back on Monday. So have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Squirrel.